July 19, the widening circle of love. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. 1 Corinthians 7:3. Husbands and wives should feel it their privilege and their duty to reserve for the privacy of each other's society the interchange of love tokens between themselves. For while the manifestation of love for each other is right in its place, it may be made productive of harm to both the married and the unmarried. There are persons of an entirely different cast of mind and character and of different education and training who love each other just as devotedly and healthfully as do those who have educated themselves to manifest their affection freely. And there is danger that by contrast these persons who are more reserved will be misjudged and placed at a disadvantage. While a wife should lean on her husband with respect and deference, she can in a wholesome, healthful way manifest her strong affection for and confidence in the man she has chosen as her life companion. It is the high privilege and the solemn duty of Christians to make each other happy in their married life, but there is positive danger in making self all-absorbing, pouring out all the wealth of affection upon each other, and being too well satisfied with such a life. All this savors of selfishness. Instead of shutting up their love and sympathy to themselves, they should seize every opportunity of contributing to the good of others, distributing the abundance of affection and a chaste and sanctified love for souls that in the sight of God are just as precious as themselves, being purchased by the infinite sacrifice of His only begotten Son. Kind words, looks of sympathy, expressions of appreciation would be to many a struggling and lonely one as a cup of cold water to a thirsty soul. A word of sympathy, an act of kindness, would lift burdens that are resting heavily upon some shoulders. And words of counsel, admonitions, warnings from a heart sanctified by love are just as essential as an effusion of loving sentiments and expressions of appreciation. Every word or deed of unselfish kindness to souls with whom we are brought in connection is an expression of the love that Jesus has manifested for the whole human family.